Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, that's what's up. What up? It's Josh, man. I'm fucking said the F word. Can't do that. It's revolutionary. I just want to do. I'm about to go to mass. I got to go to mass at 10. I'm just sitting there thinking, like, right? Like, I don't know what happens with my Instagram account, so I don't know if, like, it's being hacked and stopped or the algorithm stops it. But it just happens to stop at, like, you know, interesting times. And I get all pissed off, and the reason I get pissed off about it is because, like, I'm in the middle of creating a story, right? And, like, I'll have, like, a whole bunch left in the story, and I don't get to finish it because it won't let me tag anything. It won't let me tag anything. Twitter won't let me log on to Twitter. Like, it totally shut my phone down from Twitter. I can't use Twitter anymore. I can't. Instagram will only work half the time. And I know that my Instagram account has been hacked because I watched it get hacked. Videos get taken down, and my viral video gets destroyed, and then the videos reappear the next day. Facebook won't let me monetize any posts, so I can't monetize anything that I said. And so this, I go on Tumblr this morning, right? Because that's what I'm left with at this point sometimes is Tumblr, right? Which I don't really use, but whatever. So I post one thing on Tumblr, right? And then I gotta post something else on Tumblr, right? And it's just a JPEG picture that I took off the internet, right? And I gotta post this JPEG picture after I posted the video, and the video wouldn't come up, right? Oh my God. Right? So then I gotta post this JPEG picture, and Tumblr says to me, "We don't support that format, that file format right now." What, JPEGs? You don't support, like, JPEG pictures on Tumblr? But are my accounts the only accounts that don't work, right? Why don't they work? Like, I mean, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. Like, what am I, some revolutionary voice that people don't want to be heard? I mean, I don't say anything. It's in here. Most of the time, I'm just telling the truth about stuff. Sometimes I'm, like, just pissed off. Like, I gotta talk about this lawsuit shit. I don't really want to sue anything. Not really going to be helpful to anybody. It's not going to be helpful to me. It's not really what I want to do. It's not really what I have in my mind. And the biggest thing, and I was, like, talking to my brother's wife last night, like a corporate lawyer, and I was explaining the situation to her, and she didn't really get it. She said, "Well, you can't trade on these people's name." And I said, "I'm not trading on anybody's name. And my biggest problem isn't about money or people stealing my ideas, because I come up with 50 ideas a day. I mean, and some of the ideas that I got are so locked down that nobody can do anything about it at this point. But the biggest problem I have is it's a First Amendment free speech issue that I have with this whole deal. It's like everybody in the world gets to express themselves but me. I only get to express myself part of the time when people like what I'm saying or, you know, and in the beginning, and when I started doing this, and I dropped out of school with a semester left to go, you know, which I fucking would have saved my life, you know, but I took this chance, and I went and I created this stuff, and I started doing this stuff, and I went to everybody, and nobody wanted to participate in it. No one wanted to have anything to do with me. Nobody wanted anything to do with my idea. No one wanted to talk to me. No one wanted to get back to me. Everybody knew I was trying to contact them, but nobody wanted to be a part of anything that I was doing. It wasn't good enough, or for whatever reason, or I'm not big enough, or, like, I'm not smart enough, or whatever the reason was, nobody wanted to part, until it started becoming successful. Then everybody wanted to participate, and they destroyed it. So fine, I went on, but still nobody wanted to have, even after proving that point that I can do that. Still, nobody wanted to have anything to do with me. No one wanted to talk to me. No one would return my phone calls. No one would return my emails. No one would, I can't get on Twitter, so I can't talk to anybody on Twitter. You know, I don't really use Facebook. You know, so no one will respond to any of my Instagram posts. my phone calls, anything else. Like, I can't really go anywhere because the government let me. So I'm like kind of stuck, man. So nobody wanted to participate in anything, but the only time anybody wants to participate in what I'm doing is when they don't like what I'm saying or how I'm saying it. Well, if you wanted to monitor what I was saying and what I was doing, you should have became involved in what I was doing in the first place. I was basically told, go do it on your own. Go figure it out yourself. We're not going to help you. We're not going to do anything for you. We don't want anything to do with anything that you're doing, your idea, except for when we take your ideas and we use them. Then we'll participate in that. But we don't want to have anything to do with you, Josh. So I went ahead and I went about it and I started doing the things on my own. Well, now, like, it's like part-time participation. It's participation when you don't like what I'm saying or what I'm doing. I'm not saying anything incendiary or, you know, like, way out there or, like, anything that's any – and I don't have any followers. I don't know why anybody's so – what am I – like I said, what am I, some revolutionary, like, voice that you're so scared of that it's going to break out and you can't have that happen because I'm doing it on my own and – I'm doing it without you, and you don't have any say in how I'm doing it. If everybody wanted to say in what, like I said, if everybody wanted to say in what I was doing, when I came to everybody, was like, here's what I'm going to do. And everybody goes, no, we're too good for you. All right, you're too good for me. Well, stay the fuck out of my business. Stay out of my accounts. Stay like I said, I don't know. All I know is I got hacked at one time on Instagram. I've seen my Instagram accounts controlled. You know, before, I don't know half the time if it's the algorithm or if it's like people that are actually like controlling my accounts. All I know is it's happened before, you know, so it just begs to differ that, you know, whenever like the stuff goes wrong, I automatically assume that that's why it's happening. It might not always be like that, but it generally becomes a free speech issue because like, I'm not saying anything about the government, you know, I'm not saying anything that isn't true. I'm not using anybody's content anymore. I'm using my own videos. So, I mean, I don't know what anybody has a problem with anything. I mean, like, everybody else in the world gets to express themselves with me. So I go on Tumblr. That was for example. Like I said, I go on Tumblr. I try to post a JPEG picture. And it goes, oh, this file format's not supported. I don't know if it's because... I don't know why it would say that. It's just a JPEG. Like, there's a million GIFs and all kinds of crazy-ass, like, media file formats that all these kids use. This is just a general JPEG picture. Maybe it's because of what I said underneath it. Because I posted something on a picture before that, and maybe they didn't like what I was saying on that up either, you know. And so then I made a video, right? And I go to post that up there, and that doesn't post either. So my Tumblr account doesn't work. My Instagram account doesn't work. I can't get on Twitter. I can't monetize my posts because of Facebook. I mean, like, what's everybody scared of? What's the problem? If you're like, you want to monitor my ideas, come pay me. You know what I'm saying? Come, like, you know, like the richest man, sign in on the bottom, and sign fucking something, man. Like, until then, like, it's starting to become a free speech issue. It's not even really about money. It's like, all right, I've seen you steal my ideas. I've seen you do this, whatever. It's not even about that. It's about my free speech and me being able to express myself. Like, I thought all these artists and these musicians and these producers and these entertainment people and these directors were all about expressing themselves and people having that, like, what? So if I talk about, like, LGBT and, like, how they you know, even though there's only like 10 million people that are LGBT, like, and there's, you know, 330 million people in America, but those 10 million people should get all these rights, which is ridiculous. If I talk about that, that's okay. Like, as long as it supports what you want me to say, that's going to be okay. But if it goes against that, like, oh, we can't have that on. But I don't even talk about that. I rarely talk about anything political. Which really interests me more than anything else that I'm doing is politics and what's going on with the world. But I was just trying to get to a platform to where I could do that and, like, be able to talk about that. Like, I mean, doing this stupid little, you know, Instagram entertainment stuff, like, because it's, like, a lot of just stupid crap that I'm doing because I'm bored, man. But, you know, like, I'm doing it for other reasons. Like, but, I mean, like, what, you think that's what I would, what my goal was? You think I dropped out of school, like, where I was going to be a Cisco network engineer? Like, that's what I was going to graduate be. I mean, I was on the dean's list last semester. I'm wicked smart. You know, I was going to be a Cisco network engineer, probably, like, you know, $60,000 to $100,000 my first year. Probably go into a freelance business. Who knows how much money I could have made. You think I dropped out of school and gave all that up so I could make stupid Instagram posts about cats and, you know, music and, or like stupid music shit and stuff like that and come up with ideas for people to steal? You know, like, you think that was my goal, like, when I dropped out of school? Like, you don't think I thought it through and, like, had a better idea than that? Like, I mean, please, you know? And if you think that you're smarter than me, because, like I said, I said it yesterday, I don't even say it. All I got is a phone, right? I got a phone and an Instagram account. And basically barely any resources. I own a bunch of stuff that's way powerful that nobody's even realized, like, how much power I got yet. I mean, they're about to. They will eventually. Somebody's going to get the hint. But, like, and there's all these big business people, like all these marketing networks, like all this stuff on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, it's all monetized. Like, all of a sudden, I put up a Mariah Carey post. Even before the Billboard Music Awards were over, I knew exactly the moments that I wanted to hit. Before they were even over, I went back because I was recording it, went back and hit the exact moments. I knew exactly where they were in the show. And I hit them and recorded them, and I had them up before the show was even over, right? I put up a post, right, the Mariah Carey speech post, with then Taylor's, like, jumping in the back of the like, oh, that's the cool moment right there. That's the moment right there. I put it up. I get, like, four hits, right? As soon as the Billboard Music Show course ends, right, on this Taylor Swift tag, it's under Mariah Carey. It wasn't even really tagged to anything. It's got, like, 26,000 views. It didn't get 26,000 views because somebody put this post up, and 26,000 people all of a sudden saw it, and they went, oh, my God. They got 26,000 views because they went and they took, like, I don't even know how much money they took, and they monetized the post, and they targeted everybody in their little targeting, right? I don't know if they, like, saw what I did or what I didn't do, but I had done it, like, about, I don't know. I did it before the show was even over. There was, like, an hour left in the show. I had my post up, right, of exactly the moments that I would take from the show and put up, you know. But, like, it's, like, right after the show's over, it's got 26,000 views. I don't know. But, like, the shit's all monetized. Like, you're not beating me because, like, you're better than me or smarter than me. I had the idea before the show was even over. You're beating me because you're monetizing everything. I can't monetize anything. Yeah, lawyers and marketing people and these music gurus and, like, all these people that think they know everything about everything, like, all this conglomerate of people. And then there's me, and I just got a phone and an Instagram account, right? Barely any resources. I'm locked down by the government, so I can't really move or go anywhere. That's why I stick around here. Like, I don't want to be here. This isn't my home. I never lived here before. You know, I hate this place. And they're trying to contain me. You know, like, does that make, I just wonder, like, how these people feel about it. Like, they're, like, these super, like, important people. They think they're these super important people. And they got to spend time watching me and trying to control just little old me with the phone and an Instagram account. Does that make you feel bigot? And do you feel good about yourself? Do you feel, like, real important at that moment when you sit there and you think about me? And the stuff that you have to do to try to control me because you're not smarter than me, even does it embarrass you at night? I'd be embarrassed because, like I said, nobody wanted to participate in what I'm doing. Like, you, everybody would probably go a lot farther if you just, like, come to the table instead of, like, being a jackass. It'd be a lot easier. I'm not gonna quit. I'm not gonna stop you. I'm in a position where I don't have any choice. Because of what's been done to me. You know, if I would have stayed in school, it would been graduating next week, you know, I probably wouldn't have went down this rabbit hole. But I don't really have a choice. So, I mean, it's like, I'll keep it up, man. I'll come up with a new idea or a new way around it or whatever. Like, you know, we can sit here and do this stupid dance all you want. But we know who the big dog is and who the little dogs are. And you can, like, think that you're the big dog when you're not. Because I'm beating your ass like, on daily. On daily, man. On daily. And on top of that, like, taking my ideas. Like, that's how small you are compared to me. So, I mean, you can think you're about some shit. So, like I said, I don't really want to sue anybody, but it's a free speech issue, right? I should be able to express myself. All these artists are all about free expression, being able to be your own person, and all these Taylor Swift-like cloaks that I see all the time about, oh, just speak now and be yourself and don't worry about what everybody else. But, well, I can't do that. I don't get to do that. I only get to do that part of the time. And that's if you like what I'm saying. I don't get to express myself every time whenever I want it. Like I said, I don't know. Half the time it's the algorithm or what it is. But I don't get to say what I want to say. And most of the, like, probably like 95% of the stuff I'm saying is the truth. I'm not saying anything that isn't true. So what's the problem? You know, I can only express myself by making like stupid little pictures of me with an imaginary poster or Benjamin Button or some shit like that. Like I can't say whatever else I want to say. Like I don't get to talk, or like I can only express myself if I dress up like a woman. I'm a homosexual and I dress up like a woman, and then I can't express myself. Or if I like want to identify as a pen and call myself LGB pen. Right? And be weird, be like super, like have a mental disorder, because that's basically what that shit is, a mental disorder. Right? And think that I should get government free healthcare and free bathrooms and bathrooms just for people who want to be pens. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I have a mental disorder. I mean, so I guess I'm a revolutionary voice, and I guess people are really scared of me since they're going through all that trouble of silence. Wow. I should be on times with 100 most influential people. Huh. Well, I'm there.